This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It sure is, isn't it? God, talk about being backwards. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. First show of the new year.
Yeah, man.
Happy New Year to you, Randy. How are you?
All good over here. What's happening, man? All good, man. Happy New Year. Good to have you back up in the house. A little discombobulated right now. You know, you still having a little prep time to say what's happening. But what's happening, man? Good to have you back up in the house, man. Appreciate Abe the last few days filling in and all those different things. Weird. That day off in the middle of the week, then coming back to work, just a weird thing, especially when you stay up all past midnight.
Were you up late last night?
Yeah, dog, I was up late last night, man.
What had you up late
and I'm talking
night?
Like, dude, got in the bed, didn't realize my child was in the bed. Like, I'm thinking it's my wife touching me, look down at his little bitty ass, just sleep up under the damn comforter down by my legs.
What a disappointment.
What a disappointment that was. But yeah, man, how was your time off?
It was fine.
It was good.
It was fine. It was sick kid for half of it. Christmas was beautiful. You know, the kids are certainly loved by their grandparents, and their grandparents show it. By supporting the local economy. They really, really did a good job of getting our kids every possible thing they could possibly ever want. So, good. I'm happy to know that they're loved. Now, I don't know what we're going to again, I've said this multiple times after multiple holidays. We're going to have to build a new wing on our house or something like that.
Right.
But, yeah, that was fun. It was good. Good to get a little bit of time off and relax. I will say, like, so much stuff happened over the last week that I was like, well, that'd be fun to talk about.
Yeah.
No, all right, I'll save it. Well, that'd be fun to talk about.
Right.
I don't know, I'll save it.
Right.
So there's a lot to get into. And it is Friday, like
yeah,
you said,
man.
Which is weird. Back for a day and then a weekend and then we'll be back on Monday. Obviously, the college football playoff, 3 games yesterday, 1 the night before that. And it ended with the most entertaining game of the 4, that's for sure. Obviously, didn't end the way that you or Georgia fans wanted it to. And there's a lot to get into given the way that game went. But just from a college football fan perspective, what a show.
What a game.
What an incredible football game that was last night.
I always hate that when I say what a game when Georgia loses, because they always lose when I say, damn, what a game. You know,
they won a lot of those,
We won a lot of them. But, I mean, last night it was apparent that, you know, and I kept saying this, Buck, while you were gone, like they have something in Ole Miss that gives Georgia problems, that kind of quarterback.
Yeah.
And he was freaking amazing last night. Mm-hmm. He was freaking amazing. They were amazing because you got a team that's playing for something, meaning they want to I mean, I saw the day that Lane Kiffin got his bonus for them beating Georgia last night, but I just thought the second half, and one thing about Ole Miss, they got their coach.
Mm-hmm.
They got their coach, man, because the way he got after their ass was amazing, and they just physically whipped Georgia in the second half.
Yep.
Their defensive line played on the other side of Georgia's offensive line, and we just couldn't do anything about it. I thought some of the play calling as far as the run plays, those long developing run plays that usually are for Nate, he was going McCrary and the other guy, thought that was, you know, like, Bobo, let's just go straight at him. And I don't think Gunner played his best game. I think Gunner left a lot of yards. He looked like young, like early season Gunner, getting out of the pocket too soon, not letting the routes develop and things like that. But, I mean, ultimately, I mean, Ole Miss just took the game. They came and whooped Georgia's ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of different stuff that happened that we'll get into over the next three hours. Number one on the list is Trinidad Chambliss played better than everyone else did. Like, his second half performance was...
It was like Gunner's when they played in Athens.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Yeah, it was like that. It was one of those ones that you see great quarterbacks have where it's like, all right, this guy's just in a zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not really any... All you can do is try to keep him off the field.
Yep.
And Georgia actually did a pretty good job of that after that, you know, and we'll get into it, that odd decision to try another fake punt.
What are we doing?
They weren't even supposed to snap it, which would have made more sense.
It's not even that, Bunk. It's like, Just kick it.
Just kick it.
Just, like,
yeah, they're not going to jump offside.
Yeah, just like, kick it.
Just kick
just
it.
Just kick it.
Like,
yeah.
We're getting real, real. And that, to me, more than anything, if you're sort of digging into some of the nitty gritty of what went wrong with Georgia, a lot of like early career Kirby type stuff last night, too, which you kind of had felt like he had grown out of, but there was a lot of overcoaching going on last night from Kirby Smart.
Yes.
And just, you know, like the final minute or so of the game when they got it, I mean, it looked like they were going to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get the ball back and they're moving the ball down the field and they're in the red zone and there's, you know, they have control of the thing. And on first down, Gunner keeps it and they're, what, a 3 yard line or whatever it was, 5 yard line? Mm-hmm. They're right there. Just run that three
times.
Run it three times. Yes. Make them use timeouts. If you give them the ball back in a tie game, at least there's 15 seconds, 10 seconds left on the clock. With the way Trinidad Jambos was playing,
he would have made a comeback with 2 seconds.
And the way that damn kicker was kicking, that guy was going to make it from 75.
Yes.
Like, you can't leave them any meat left on that bone. And that was what was so strange, because Kirby's usually so meticulous about that kind of stuff.
Right.
And there was a lot of little things like that last night where it was like, ugh. Come on, man. Yeah. Like, that's not as tightened up as you need it to be. And ultimately, it came back and bit him in the ass.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you get an opportunity to get off the field. And then, you know, you let Trinidad do a 360 whirly-burly. Great throw by him. But yet, you're right there. KJ, just tackle him.
Yeah, just tackle him, KJ. You don't have to try to knock him into next week,
just
man.
Just tackle him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're right there. Just tackle him, you know. And then, I mean, you had opportunities to get him. He's rolling around making plays down the field on these, you know, and that's ultimately what happened. But, yeah, you get the tie and everything like that, and all you got to do is get a stop, and you get beat one-on-one.
Yep.
And that was the thing about me. I was like, just play back.
I know.
Just play back. Just play back.
Even that. Even that's a little bit. Like, just, why are you playing that type of defense in that moment?
Yeah, just play back, all right? They have no timeouts. They had one time. Keep everything in front of you. And then, you know, if he is going to kick a 70-yard, then he just kicks 70-yard.
Look, if the guy makes a 70-yarder and you lose on that, you lose on that.
Yeah, but I think that was the key to me. But I just thought overall Ole Miss just played. They outplayed us. They outcoached us. I don't think the time off had nothing to do with it. I just think that.
No, but I do think Ole Miss benefited from playing Tulane.
Yeah.
Because it was Golding's first game.
Yeah, it was.
So they got 60 minutes to kind of I mean, what? They were going to beat Tulane either way, but I just feel like there's just something about kind of getting all that stuff, hearing him in the headset,
you're gonna be right.
Getting ready for
especially
it.
Especially for them, like you said, with the new voice and everything like that, because you saw it at the end of the second half. I mean, in the first half, you're like, oh.
I don't think that's why Georgia lost or why they won, but I think it was beneficial for Ole Miss to have that type of game with him there against Tulane and sort of get, I don't know, just get the reps in and then get in. Yeah, but no, I mean, it was I heard a lot of that, what you just said, and read a lot of that at the end of the game, that Ole Miss outplayed him and outcoached him. And, yeah, I mean, they won the game. But had Georgia scored a touchdown on that final drive and ended up winning 37-34, that wouldn't have felt inappropriate to me.
Right.
Like, that would whoever won that game last night deserved to win the game last night. That's the type of game that it was. And when you're sitting there in the fourth quarter and Georgia goes down 34-24, right, after they sort of they made that strange decision on fourth down and immediately Ole Miss scores a touchdown, still, like, I know they had all the momentum and the place is going crazy. It looked like a Ole Miss home crowd.
Yeah, man.
Pretty much.
Hey, it showed up.
But it still is like 10 minutes left. It's Georgia. Like,
that's why, I mean, now, I wasn't worried
Georgia's
about that.
Georgia's all right. They're going to be able to get back in this game. And they did. And that's why, like, whoever ended up with whatever, it was three more points, I guess it was five because the safety on the lateral, I didn't know that was a rule.
Yeah,
They learned a bunch of rules last night in the final 10 seconds of that game. Look, Ole Miss made the plays at the end, and maybe Georgia made a mistake or two also, but whoever won that game deserved to win that game.
It was a great game. It was a classic. And I thought that, you know, that again, Ole Miss, they took the game. They got the momentum back, and Georgia just couldn't, you know. And then I thought, you know, you were like, yeah, and like, damn, you get a fake punt, get the momentum back, you only get three.
I know.
You know, and that was a key thing. You only get three for that.
It was a lot of, you know what I mean? Lot of effort just for that.
Just for that, to get the three right there.
And there was like, it was like a little 5-7 minute chunk of game where Georgia, they pulled off that fake punt just to get three. They stoned them at midfield on fourth down and didn't get any points out of that. And it was just a lot of like, that's big Ole Miss. That's big for Ole Miss to not surrender points. Oh, it's big for Ole Miss to only give up three after that fourth. You know what I mean? Like, it was just a lot of really like, all right, that's good. That's good, tough, like hard fought. We'll take only giving up three at that point. And for Georgia to only what they get it out to, like 24-19 or something like that. I mean, honestly, you know, when Georgia scoops and scores and goes up 21-12, it was like, all right, here we go. Right. Like that kind of feels like, with the way that the offense is playing, kind of feels like Georgia's going to be able to take control of this game. But the way that they took their foot off the gas pedal at the end of the first half.
And that was the thing.
That didn't make any sense either.
I was like, stay aggressive. What are we doing?
Yeah, that was confusing.
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, Kirby? You got it. Go, you know? And that's what I'm saying. That's old Kirby it is. You know, you're like, what are you worried about? That was my thing. Like, are you worried that they're going to come back and score? What are we worried about? Why don't we just, you know, keep the gas pedal going on this team, because it's a dangerous team with this quarterback. And I thought, you know, they did a better job running the ball this game, talking about Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And I just like Nate Frazier, was he healthy the whole game? Because it's like, why do you keep taking him out? This dude's getting 8 yards a carry. And I'm talking about 8 yards a carry going straight.
And running
hard as hell. Why are we going away from that?
I know.
You know, it was just a weird coach game by Kirby.
Yeah, it was.
And Bobo and Schumann. And again, credit to Ole Miss because they made all the plays.
Yep.
They're so united because they're all wanting to stick it to Lane. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says.
Absolutely.
They want to stick it to him.
And they should. They should want
to
stick it to him.
And they are playing their ass off. And that's going to be a hell of a game out in Arizona with them in Miami.
No doubt.
Because that damn Hurricane, I said they will win. Oh, yeah. That damn defensive line.
Yeah. And that's an NFL defensive line.
Yeah. And damn Indiana. Okay.
Yeah.
We're
all there now, right?
They hit hard.
And they're fast.
And they're like, dude, them dudes were not getting, like, I ain't never seen Alabama just get their ass whipped.
Neither have I.
They whipped Alabama's ass yesterday. Yeah. I mean, it was a straight up.
Georgia did it to them in the SEC championship.
We beat them down,
too,
but they were knocking the hell out of Alabama.
Yep, they
knocked out Ty Simpson. Yep. And everything like that. I mean, and then obviously, you know, that damn Oregon, I mean, Texas Tech offense. I didn't know it was
Yeah, that's something we talked about throughout the year was like Texas Tech certainly has a lot of good players. And that defense is legit. And their defense played good yesterday.
Boy.
That Texas Tech defense gave them a chance.
That D-line was going at it.
Yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, you know, when we kind of saw that they might be in the mix as October was kind of playing out, it's like, I don't know. Like, they're really good. I don't know if I trust that quarterback to be like a national championship type guy. And I don't know that their backup quarterback who blew out his knee, unfortunately, in the middle of the season, I thought gave him probably a better chance to win in games like that. Cause it's a little bit more dynamic. Obviously he's not available cause he got hurt earlier in the season, but yeah, no, that proved to be the case. That offense is not up to the task.
No,
cause they were awful.
Yeah, man.
They were just awful.
Like, and Oregon wasn't playing great.
Played okay.
First.
Yeah,
like,
they played okay.
Well, whatever, man. But yeah, but,
their defense played good.
They did. But I mean, down the stretch, you look, Ole Miss overcame some stuff. They missed a blatant face mask. Dude, face mask there. Personal foul face mask. They missed that. Pass interference, a couple of them, you're like, eh.
Dude, poor number 14 was about to be like the most hated player in Ole Miss history.
Yeah.
Although that second one probably saved a touchdown.
Yeah, it did.
Because Colby was coming.
Colby was coming wide open. But that was the thing about it. And then you look at Ole Miss, like 2-7, he's a young player playing the star, replacing Aguilar. That was a hold on a touchdown run, obviously.
It was.
But they were picking on his little ass. Mm-hmm. They really, really were. And he was giving up plays. But I think, just a hard-fought victory for Ole Miss, man. I give them a lot of credit because they came in, they had a plan, and they were able to overcome – you know, Georgia getting to the hot start, like you said, the scoop and score, you know, and able to get the momentum. But then Georgia just, like, backed off of it. Like, why? Like, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? A team will keep going against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll keep going against you. Like, just go, Kirby. Just go. You know, and it's unfortunate, you know, that we lost the game. And it's one of those things where it's 30 in a row to come in here after a loss, when we lost to Notre Dame last year. It's like, it's a weird ass game to lose. And then the year before that, when we, you know, the Alabama thing and the SEC championship. Yeah, I mean, they should have overturned it, but it is what it is. But this right here is like, damn, that was just such a great game. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Could have just did that.
Yep.
You know, we could have did just that right there. It's like, okay, we're going to Arizona to play Miami, but we just didn't do that.
Yeah.
And that was the part that I was like, damn, we just didn't do that.
Yeah, and that's what it is, right? I mean, that's where we're at right now in college football, where if it's one or two things, you're probably not going to win the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to win your one-score games in order to keep going, and they're going to find you at some point. I mean, I know Indiana beat Alabama 38-3, but to feel like the Oregon game's probably going to be a little tighter than that. When they played them last time, it was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. Probably will be again. Yeah, I know it's the morning after, so everyone's still hurting and feeling it, and I get it. But, like, even in the 3 years since the national championship, Georgia's 36-6, been in the SEC championship game all 3 years, won it twice, and is in the playoff. Like,
Georgia's
you have
fine.
A seat at the table every single year, which is kind of what it is in this era.
Yeah, Georgia's fine.
They're fine. Yeah, we're fine. Totally.
Yeah.
You get in the dance and try to make those plays next time.
That's the most important thing.
The other thing about it is, no. I don't know if this matters. It's a young team, and in normal college football, you'd be like, all right, it's a young team. They learned a lot from this. They'll come back. Who knows?
Yep.
Who knows who's coming back?
The portal's open today.
Yeah. Half those guys might
like 500,
play for –
that's like they said 500 are already in it.
They might play for Missouri now. Yeah. Who knows? I have no idea. All right. This first hour of the radio show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Funk Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.